أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فسبح باسم ربك العظيم. فلا أقسم بمواقع النجوم. وإنه لقسم لو تعلمون عظيم. إنه لقرآن كريم في كتاب مكنون لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. صدق الله العظيم. Tides before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about His Qudrat, how much we are in need of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for the very, very basics of our lives, the very basics of food. We are in need of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the basics of our drink, water. We are in need of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to light, to have a fire. We are in need of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala terminates that discussion and Allah says, فَسَبِّحْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. So, celebrate the purity of the name of your Rabb, Al-Azim, who is the greatest of all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls upon us, commands us to make Allah's tasbih. To make Allah's tasbih, in other words, to celebrate the purity of Allah, to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just one or two aspects with regards to this. It is but important for us to know that when we say that we are making tasbih and we are saying subhanallah, what are we really saying and what does it really mean? The word tasbih and to say subhanallah very, very basically means that we are attributing all purity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we are negating all faults from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we are saying subhanallah, we are actually implying, oh Allah, you are most pure and Allah, you are free from all fault. That is actually what's the meaning of glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is free from all fault. In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sifat, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attribute of qualities, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is perfect. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is perfect in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's zaat, in Allah ta'ala's being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's doings, in Allah's actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's judgment. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is perfect in all the commandments that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us. Allah is perfect in the taqdeer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has meted out for us in every aspect of Allah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is perfect. There is absolutely no blemish. There is no fault that can be attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to glorify us. Now we find in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just the virtue of saying subhanallah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that person that says subhanallah 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening, then on the day of Qiyamah, no one would have brought a better deed to the courts of Allah. But that person that had brought the same deed of 100 times subhanallah in the morning and in the evening, or he exalted and he made Allah's tasbih even more. In other words, this is so appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we find one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that that person that says subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times daily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins, even if his sins are as much as the foams of the ocean. Now here, Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us that no matter how many sins we have, but here it will refer to the minor sins. The minor sins, no matter how many we have, when we say subhanallah wa bihamdihi, and we say it 100 times a day, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive us all those minor sins. It is immaterial. The major sins, we have to ask tawbah. We have to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala particularly. And the forgiveness also, we need to promise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we will never carry out that deed again. We have to be remorseful and regretful upon of having committed that deed, and at the same time we have to leave that deed completely. So that is Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Then in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows us that that person after a farz salat, that person who says 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 33 times Allahu Akbar. And then he says, La ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. The same virtue Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant, that no matter how much his sins be, even if it is equivalent to the foams of the ocean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that person. Now here the ulama have written one very, very important aspect. Why Subhanallah, and then after that followed by Alhamdulillah, and then after that followed by Allahu Akbar. When we glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes we ourselves may feel glorified. We may think that we have done an excellent task in glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that now we have made Allah's tasbih. So that is why immediately after that we say Alhamdulillah. That we couldn't glorify Allah on our own. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gave us the tawfiq to say Subhanallah. So now we say Alhamdulillah. And then sometimes we may feel full of ourselves, and hence we may feel now swollen headed. We may feel haughty and arrogant, that look, I am making Allah zikr and I am a great person. So immediately we say Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. And on this also ulama have written that when we glorify Allah, when we celebrate Allah's purity, we should also think about our own purity. In other words, we should also make some effort to purify ourselves, make our own islah for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So all this is included, and Allah says, فَصَبِّحْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. So make the tasbih of the name of your Rabb, and the name of your Rabb, Al-Azim, who is the most high, the most greatest of all, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.